Welcome back to Thyroid Strong Podcast, the show that helps women with Hashimoto's feel strong, powerful, and in control again. I'm Dr. Emily Kybird, chiropractor and functional medicine practitioner. Each week, I help you unlock real strategies to heal from the inside out with a root cause approach, lifting heavy without crashing, and getting back to the body that feels amazing. Today, we are diving into why elimination diets may not be working for you anymore. If you have Hashimoto's, you know that an elimination diet is a powerful tool to help decrease any inflammation coming from reactions from foods. So if you're still bloated and you're fatigued and you're inflamed, even after cutting out every food under the sun, this episode is for you. The truth is, it may not be what you're eating. It might be how you're eating. So let's dive in. Here's the truth about elimination diets. Elimination diets are meant to be a temporary tool. They are not meant to be a forever strategy. I have been on one myself when I was dealing with mold exposure and parasites, and it helped immensely to reduce inflammation, just calm the immune system, and identify which foods are actually triggering my symptoms, which were fatigue, brain fog, crashing in the afternoon, and hormonal eczema on my hand. But the key step that most people miss is the reintroduction phase. And here's what I see. Many women get stuck eating the same six foods. They feel afraid to add food back in or anything back in. And they reintroduce too quickly without tracking their symptoms and end up blaming the food, or they don't do a reintroduction at all. So if any of this sounds like you, your elimination diet may no longer be serving you with Hashimoto's. Especially if you still feel bloated after meals, if you have low energy or brain fog, especially after meals, if you feel anxious or restricted around food, or if you've plateaued in your weight loss or symptom relief. And often it's not about the food anymore. It's not about how many more foods can you cut out. It's about your digestion. It's about your nervous system that needs attention. And so here's what happens when we don't do the reintroduction phase. We don't know what foods we are reacting to. Digestion is a north to south process. Digestion does not start in the stomach, it starts in the brain. Very few people talk about this. And this is what we mean by north to south process. And this comes from my girl, Allison Morris, Food by Mars on Instagram. The brain has a phase that is triggered by smell, sight, and even the thought of food. This then triggers the mouth to salivate. And then you start to chew your food. Enzymes are produced in the mouth to start to break down your food. And then the food goes to the stomach, where there is acid production to further break down food, protein, and also kill off any sort of pathogens like bacteria, parasites, or viruses. Then the pancreas and the gallbladder spit out some enzymes and some bile to further break down food, especially fat from the bile from the gallbladder. And then the food gets to the small intestine, where nutrient absorption happens. Then the large intestine takes that food, and there's an elimination and a fermentation process. And if the top of the north end of digestion is not working, like you're in a fight or flight state, your brain is not really triggering, hey, I'm calm, I'm safe, it's time to digest, everything downstream suffers. So especially with Hashimoto's, where low stomach acid is super common, it can inhibit the breakdown of your protein. It can inhibit the nutrient absorption that happens in the small intestine. And no matter how clean you're eating, your food is not going to get absorbed if up top, up north, the brain is not calm, the mouth is not chewing enough. We'll talk about this. And it just causes a downstream issue. So there's this process we have in Thyroid Strong, calm before the fork. Nervous system needs to be regulated before you eat. So you cannot digest properly in a fight or flight state, in a state where you are fighting a bear or running away from it. And this can happen from just day to day answering emails. Our body does not know the difference between a bear or a stressful email. And most women are eating while multitasking. They're standing at the counter. They're scrolling on their phones. They're rushing between meetings, just trying to get some food in. I am guilty of this as well. So your body needs to be in a parasympathetic state, a rest or digest mode. You need this to trigger the proper stomach acid production, the proper enzyme release. You need a parasympathetic rest digest mode to activate peristalsis. This is like the movement of the food, the activation of the muscles to move your food through the gut. You need a parasympathetic state to absorb nutrients effectively. And so three practices to help before a meal can be take three deep breaths. Exhale longer than the inhale. Step away from your screen. And then number three, either practicing a gratitude, right? So some people do this with prayer before they eat, or activation of your vagus nerve. And this could be, for example, like vagal sweeps, like you take your hands on either side of the front of your neck and just gently sweep from top, like right under your jawbone down to activate the vagus nerve. This is the foundation of nervous system regulation for better digestion. You're probably not chewing enough, so digestion starts in the mouth. Most people chew their food 3, 5, maybe 10 times if you're lucky, and then swallow. But optimal digestion, especially with eating protein, you need about 20 to 30 chews per bite. Poor chewing habits can lead to bloating, undigested food in the stool, low stomach acid, and malabsorption of very important nutrients that you need for thyroid conversion. So put your fork down between bites and see what shifts. Count to 30 with each bite. What do I do instead of endless elimination diets? In my one-on-one functional medicine coaching, here's what we focus on instead of long-term restriction. We focus on supporting stomach acid production. It might be through supplementation or something like apple cider vinegar 10 minutes before you eat. We focus on enzyme function, nervous system regulation during and before meals, phased reintroduction, bringing back foods in a strategic, safe way, and there is a way to do it properly, running root cause labs like a GI map to look for H. pylori or parasites or SIBO breath test, mold exposure. Remember, elimination is only the first step. Reintroduction is where healing and food freedom happens for the long term. Food is not the enemy, but poor digestion, chronic stress, lack of testing might be keeping you stuck. And if you're stuck in that loop of constantly removing more and more foods till like you basically have nothing left to eat except maybe chicken and rice, and you're feeling restricted and confused, it's time for a new strategy. So let's rebuild your digestion from the top down. Regulate your nervous system and finally help your body absorb what it's eating. How do you do this? Apply to work with me in my Thyroid Strong one-on-one root cause functional medicine coaching program. I'll drop the link in the notes, in the show notes. We test, we do not guess. We will help you get your digestion and energy back on track. Ladies, you are strong. You've pushed out babies. Let's make your digestion equally as strong so that your gut can catch up without necessarily more elimination. Thank you for listening. If you love today's episode, leave a review, share with a fellow Hashi warrior, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. I'll see you next week, where we do the hard things just in small, strategic doses.